The following program was previously recorded.
Thanks for joining me for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. It's the second offering in the Omaha series, which is produced by Ravon Productions. And Jesse White plays Buddy Holly. He's my guest today on Live and Local. Jesse, thank you for joining me.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Well, you were in the first production, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and now you get to be in this production. The similarity that I see is we're telling the story of musicians. What have you drawn from the first show and the first experience with Ravon Productions, and then moving forward to this one?
Yeah, I mean, in the previous one, it was a very different experience. I mean, I was basically a drag queen performing rock and roll songs, but that rock star, rock and roll energy definitely transfers to this one, where I'm playing a more classic rock and roll musician, but that same energy kind of still exists there, especially with the same band that I get to play with. So a lot of that translates really well to this next show.
The show is directed by Billy McGuigan and Kimberly Faith Hickman, and Billy is known for playing Buddy Holly. How has that been? Did you ever see him play Buddy Holly by chance?
I never got the chance to see him play Buddy Holly, but I've watched a few videos of his performance of it. And it's been a really unique experience on my end. I've never had the opportunity to play a character that's like been well known by another person in like the local Omaha scene especially. So it's been really fun. Billy's been so helpful, just giving different tips on like certain inflections vocally, certain guitar lines, and like acting out certain scenes. So he's been such a help, and it's been such a pleasure working with him.
Yeah, Buddy Holly, truly the epitome of the comet, just burns so brightly but so quickly as his life came to a tragic end at a very early age. What have you learned about Buddy's character?
He just wanted to do music, and like I can very much respect that in the sense that he didn't care about all the other like technicalities that go into the music scene. All he cared about was writing and performing. And at the end of the day, all he wanted to do was be on stage or be in the studio. And I can definitely understand that want and that need.
Is there a particular scene or couple of scenes in the show that you really connect to? You find them to be moments that are moving at some level?
Yeah, there's one scene in particular. I think we actually were just blocking it a few days ago. But it's actually a scene where Buddy is talking to his wife, Maria Elena, and they're just sitting on a couch talking about how she doesn't want him to go on tour, and he wishes he could stay with her, but he has to go do his job. And I sometimes understand that struggle, too. Of even though there is such joy in making music, sometimes you just want to be with the person you love most. And I think that's a really beautiful, like, grounding moment for this rock star that oftentimes we don't learn so much about.
This is an amphitheater tour. There's going to be, let's see, it's the Sumter Amphitheater, Soaring Wings Vineyard, and Davies Amphitheater. What kind of excitement do you have, and what sort of extra or different preparation do you put into playing to that large a venue?
Yeah, I'm very excited for those venues. It's a very unique experience for me. I've never played at like an outdoor theater in that sense before, but just knowing that kind of feel for it, I know that it's going to be all reliant on the live music and the energy we bring to that. So I'm going to come in with a lot of very strong energy and hope that the audience can match me when we make it to the venue.
I know in Hedwig, you sang. I don't know if you played an instrument or not, but do you play guitar in this one?
I do, yeah. I do play guitar in this one, and typically I'm not a guitarist first. My main instrument is drums, so it's been a somewhat of a challenge learning guitar, but it's been a fun challenge, and it's very much paid off in these last few weeks.
In learning a new instrument, do you listen to music differently now that you're hearing music through a different instrument?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been binging Buddy Holly music these past few days, really. It's been very interesting, like listening just specifically for the guitar and paying no mind to the drums or bass, which are usually my two that I'm listening for. So it's been a very unique experience. And then I find myself doing the same thing when I listen to other music that I just listen to casually. I'm like, oh, what's the guitarist doing on this song?
Oh, that's fascinating. Do you have a favorite part of this show so far?
Man, it's hard to say. I'm a big fan of a lot of the show, but I'm especially a fan of playing the song That'll Be the Day, because it comes right after a recording producer tells us that our music is no good. So we play it with like kind of this angry energy and like play it really aggressively, whereas the song, when it's recorded, is typically very laid back. So it's fun kind of reinterpreting the song through the lens of Buddy Holly's life.
That's Jesse White. He plays Buddy Holly in Buddy, the Buddy Holly Story. It's July 30th through August 1st at Sumter Amphitheater, Soaring Wings Vineyard, and Davies Amphitheater. If you're looking for information about the show, theomahaseries.com would be the website to go to. Jesse, break a leg, and seriously, best of luck to you. Congratulations on the show.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.